Now, this weekend, we saw two by-elections play out in Dublin Central and in Galway West. In Dublin Central, the Social Democrats' newest TD, Daniel Ennis, won out. He will join his party colleague Gary Gannon alongside Labour's Marie Sherlock and Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald in representing this four-seat constituency. And that is him making the breakthrough there, taking Pascal Donoghue's seat. In Galway West, it was a different story. When Sean Kine, former TD for Fine Gael, bucked the trend and won a seat for a government party. And that is the situation with regards to winning out there. Fine Gael winning in both constituencies. Fianna Fáil polled pretty poorly. John Stevens posted Fianna Fáil's lowest ever by-election result with just 4.2% of the vote in Dublin Central. It was a similar story with regards to Galway West, where Sean Kine, as I said, bucked that trend and other parties didn't fare so well. He was coming in front of Thomas from Independent Ireland. With me on the line top of this is Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Michael Cahill. Deputy Cahill, good morning to you. Look, what's your assessment and view of what happened over the weekend? It's not really expected government parties do well, but would you be worried at the poor showing of Fianna Fáil here?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. Look, it's no major shock, I suppose, the performance of the Fianna Fáil candidates in both by-elections. It was always going to be extremely difficult. We knew that. Dublin Central, of course, stronghold of Bertie Ahern. Bertie has got over 40% there in his area, and dropping there to 4.2% is a huge concern, obviously. John Stevens, our candidate there, relatively new, is elected for the first time in 2024 to the City Council. And in Galway West, we had Killian Keane, a very young candidate, very energetic candidate. I would have known Killian. I'd met John Stevens for the first time at the recent Ardèche. You know, again, up against it, but, you know, formerly a stronghold, I suppose, of Eamon O'Queeve. So there are some red flags, to be honest about it. It's very difficult to win by-elections, Jerry, as you know, especially for government parties. However, I suppose one has to acknowledge the performance of Sean Kine. He bucked the trend there very much. You know, I suppose a lot is to be said for name recognition. A former TD, as you mentioned, and a current senator, you know, has the name of a worker and very well liked, very pleasant individual, and he did very well in the current climate to win that seat there. I suppose, really, it's an eye-opener, of course, and has to be taken.
Were you harmed by the fact that Noel Thomas... Look, Noel Thomas used to be a Fianna Fáil councillor. He's gone for Independent Ireland now. And is that a wider concern for your party across the country ahead of the next election, whenever that is, that you have former Fianna Fáil, now independents, eating into your base and constituencies?
I suppose if it continues, that would have to be a concern, Jerry. But look, I suppose the results have been yet another eye-opener. Look, we've had the recent fuel protests. We've the cost of living crisis. That's not gone away. We've the tax situation for middle and lower income earners. As I mentioned on your program quite recently, we've four more budgets, possibly a mini budget, and the cost of living crisis and the reducing taxation has to be the center point. Also, the disability sector. We are committed to introducing a cost of disability payment. Housing, you know, that hasn't got, the crisis hasn't gone away. I welcome the fact that the relaxation of planning laws for one-off houses is going before cabinet next month. Modular homes, that exemption in regards to back gardens is coming in, and a whole host of other measures. But look, there's plenty of work to be done, but there is time. There, people are suffering, Jerry, and you know we need to get that right. And I think the results here. And a reminder, people as a rule vote against government parties. As I said already, Sean Kine has bucked the trend here in what was a terrific performance by him. But look, you know, we know what lies ahead, and we need to get it right, and we need to get it right sooner rather than later. You know, there is.
Does this underline the issue, Michael, that you need to get things right and get them right quickly, particularly on the issue of housing? That's a level of frustration there. The time is running out for the government parties to fix this, or at least show that you are fixing it.
Absolutely. Look, the government are pretty much throwing the kitchen table at this, Jerry. Like, you know, you've already seen the vacant and derelict housing grants, the overshot grants. Everything and anything has been done here. We're on about zoning more lands, etc. I personally believe that one of houses in our case is hugely important to me personally, as it is indeed to my son Tommy, and indeed every member of Kerry County Council and every Eroptus member for that matter. Last year alone, the government built 36,000 houses built. 6,000, just short of 6,000 of those were one-off houses, so I think there's room to maneuver. And as I keep saying, unless there's a traffic hazard or a percolation, a major percolation issue, then one-off houses should be granted to our people.
Didn't build away.
They own their houses or whether they own the land or are buying a site as well, because that's a big issue. We're forgetting about people in towns that are not landowners, that are in the position to build, and they should be allowed.
Okay, all right, Michael, we'll leave it there. We'll see where things go from that point of view. That's Michael Cahill there, Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, commenting on the weekend's results, a poor showing for his party in either by-election. We'll talk about Sinn Féin, perhaps maybe on tomorrow's programme. Questions for them as the major opposition party failing to win either of those seats too. If you have a view on it, get in touch. More on the way.